No time like the present. No time to waste. An X-Men First Class fic by Helen 78. Read by Calicurian. The people here are kind of touchy-feely, which wigs Alex out a little. Raven is pretty and likes to hug, but fortunately she's all about the guy with the big brain and bigger feet, so whatever. Sean is pretty much a puppy. He'll snuggle up to anyone who's nearby. Angel is comfortable with her body in a way that makes Alex kind of fidgety and kind of turned on and really, really guilty. Because, man, where he's been, people talk about girls like her, and Alex is going to be anything but one of those assholes. And then there's Armando, who's lean and limber and adapts, and the way he touches people is like a message. He's not afraid. After 4 years in solitary, solitary by choice, that sense of, I'm not afraid, makes Alex's whole body hurt. He's never made a move on anybody this fast before, but he's thinking about it. He's thinking pretty hard. It's almost impossible to get time alone, but it turns out that Angel, after all her years working night shifts, has decided that going to bed early with a book is the most hedonistic thing ever, and Raven and Hank kind of disappear off to Hank's lab after a while, and Sean gets this third wheel look on his face and books it around 2 a.m. "You're not tired?" Alex asks. "Nah," Armando says, smiling. "I can adapt out of the need to sleep." Alex laughs, and so does Armando, and... damn. The laugh looks good on him. Sounds good. Not afraid, Alex thinks, wondering what would happen if he accidentally cut loose in the middle of something. So far, he hasn't seen anything that Armando couldn't adapt to. Angel spit at Armando once. In her defense, he asked her to. And his shoulder, where she'd tagged him, turned metallic and ice blue, and the spit puffed into so much smoke. The shirt was a lost cause, but everyone cheered. "Wish I could," Alex said. "In prison. Before, I slept a lot. I feel like, you know, I wish I could have stored it up, so I wouldn't have to do it now." "I bet." Armando stretches, gets his arm across the back of the couch. "So, you want to..." The arm, the start of the question, the fact that Armando's still here when everyone else is gone. Alex hopes. Hopes. That's an invitation. "Hell yeah, I do," he says, and then he's grabbing at Armando's shirt, tugging him close, ignoring the startled grunt Armando lets out as Alex seals his mouth to his. Armando's only startled for a second, and then he adapts. He adapts to Alex's desperate clutching hands and his open, willing mouth and the tug of his body, trying to get Armando on top of him. He adapts to the hands by bringing his own down to Alex's, smoothing his fingers over Alex's tight fists to let Alex know he doesn't have to be quite so frantic. He adapts to the kiss by kissing back, hot and eager, his tongue a stroke of genius in Alex's mouth. He adapts to the tug by going with the flow, pushing Alex onto his back on the couch, never breaking the kiss, and then his arms are on either side of Alex's face and he's pressing up just far enough to look at him, just far enough to smile down at him, while Alex squirms and squirms and tries to get his legs around Armando's waist. "No time like the present, huh?" Armando asks, grinning ear to ear. "No time to waste." "Yeah," Alex says, panting, reaching up to stroke a hand over Armando's hair and down to get his other hand over Armando's ass. "I mean, it's been forever." Armando backs off a little more at that. "No, shit, why?" Alex apparently said the wrong thing because now Armando looks kind of worried.
"Kind of lonely, huh?"
"What? Yeah," Alex says, struggling to rock up under Armando's hips. He can feel what Armando's packing in his jeans, can feel that Armando wants him. So what the fuck? What the fuck? Why are they talking? "Yeah, come on, come here."
We don't have to... Hey!
Armando says, and he presses up altogether, taking his body almost entirely out of contact with Alex's. All that's left is one knee, between Alex's legs, and Armando's hands to either side of his head.
You're with friends now, okay? You don't have to do any more of this if you don't want to. And I got your back. Nobody's sending you anywhere you don't want to go. Okay?
Alex can feel his whole face heating, all the way to his ears. Wait, you think I'm trying to pair up so I don't get sent back? His chest hurts a little, because... Okay. Maybe he did think that. Maybe a little. Place like this, it had to be too good to be true. Maybe it would help if someone was on his side. Maybe when it all fell to shit, at least then he'd have someone to speak up for him. But that's not why, he says. Promise. Armando still looks a little guarded, but he sinks slowly back onto Alex's body.
Okay,
he says.
So...
I might... Alex gives a little rock and roll with his hips, and Armando's eyes kind of cross for a second. Hey, nice, that's actually pretty flattering. You know, with the... He lifts a hand and spins a finger around in the air, rounds his mouth out in an O.
Man, I know you're talking about your powers, but I gotta say, you're giving me some ideas,
Armando says. And that's it. That's it. That's why. Alex reaches up and catches Armando's face between his hands, and he kisses him again, and he doesn't hold anything back. Not when the feelings surge up in him so hard he's sure he's going to let loose one of his energy rings and blast through the bottom of the couch. He doesn't, though. He's breathing real hard when he breaks away from Armando, but he doesn't cut loose, and he doesn't hurt Armando. If he even could. It's because I don't scare you, Alex says. I mean, I'd never, not if I could help it, but maybe in the moment, if I couldn't help it, I wouldn't...
Fry me?
Armando laughs.
We ought to have you send some of your freaky hula hoops at me sometime. You'll see how much I don't get fried.
But his expression turns soft, gentle.
Hey, are you really afraid of that?
Alex nods. Just when I get pushed too far, sometimes it happens even if I don't want it to. That's why I had them put me in solitary. If someone got in my face, I knew I could. He shrugged. It never happened, but I was always afraid it would. Armando nods and reaches out, strokes two fingertips over the hollow of Alex's throat.
Okay, he says softly. You know what? You were right about me. I'm not afraid of you. And I think if you cut one loose, I can adapt to take it. Maybe even absorb it, so it doesn't hurt anything or anybody else, or anybody I'm in contact with. So let's do this.
He bends his head down and kisses Alex's forehead.
Let's trust each other.
Yeah, Alex breathes. Yeah, I'm in. Come here. This time, the kiss is everything Alex has been dreaming of for 4 years. He gives as good as he's getting, and he's getting it really fucking good. Armando kisses like he loves it, like he loves everything about it. The touch, the pressure, the firm, sweet glide of tongue against tongue, and the soft, slow-moving brush of lips against lips. He is rocking down against Alex's hips in a strong, steady rhythm, and Alex can't help wondering how it's going to feel inside him. Inside him. Shit. Oh, God, he can't hold back. Not when he's thinking that way. Not when Armando's pushing down against him like this. He grabs at Armando's shoulders and rocks up one more time, and Armando pushes down against him, and it's all over. All over. He shudders, hands gripping Armando's shoulders tightly, and he comes under Armando like it's his first time all over again. Up above him, Armando groans, whispers out,
"Damn, you look good. Come on. Come on, baby. Come for me. Give it to me. Give it all up. Let me watch you. Yeah. Yeah."
and Alex shakes and shakes, cock pulsing over and over again. So good. So good. When he can think straight again, he yanks his hands off Armando's shoulders and checks him and the couch for damage. Jesus, Alex says, still trying to catch his breath. Did I?
You didn't do anything but feel good and look pretty, Armando said. And as far as I'm concerned, you can do that anytime you want.
He beams down at Alex, and Alex smiles back up at him.
Although, there's maybe a little matter of...
And he rubs back up against Alex, which might make Alex's damp clothes tug and rub a little uncomfortably. But the fact that Armando's so turned on, it just makes Alex want Armando to do it anyway. Please, come on, Alex says, squirming underneath Armando. How do you want me?
Just like this,
Armando says, starting up a rhythm again, putting his mouth on Alex's. The kiss matches the pace of his hips, his tongue stroking into Alex's mouth with every motion of his cock against Alex's thigh and fly and lower belly. And soon enough, Armando's coming, too, cheek pressed to Alex's, gasping and panting out the hottest little breathy noises Alex can ever remember hearing. He stays collapsed a while, and Alex rubs his hands over Armando's back, not worried about losing control or hurting Armando or any of the thousand things that would have gotten in his way with anyone else. He's safe, and more importantly, so is Armando. Armando pushes up again and grins at Alex, and Alex can't help but notice... God, he's still hard. Still. Completely. Alex blinks at him. You adapt for that, too?
Maybe I just want you that much,
Armando says, but he's grinning.
Okay, yeah, I adapt for that, too. I adapt for all kinds of things I want to show you, if you want to let me.
Alex laughs. Not all at once, huh? We'll wear each other out. But... He looks into Armando's eyes and nods. But yeah, he says. Yeah, I want to let you.
The end. Thanks for listening.